That's right. Coming in with some what? You are now tuned into your herd radio, where life moves from the verb of the word. That's right. It is I, your host, soon coming, Amadi. And I'm back on air with no introduction needed, so none will be given. I guess you're just going to have to figure it out by voice. What's good?
What's up? Coming to you straight from Cascadia Underground. What's up?
Yeah, that's right. Legit underground, too.
Legit underground.
Are we beneath sea level, or?
I don't know. That's a little extreme.
That's extreme. So for the listeners listening, what is Cascadia?
It's a great question. That's a long conversation, but I feel like...
Elevator pitch.
Suen's thoughts here. I just asked Yogi for an elevator pitch, which is a succinct sales pitch. Just something short and sweet to the point. Very important when it comes to business. So, Yogi?
I feel like it's whatever you want it to be. So we've been like advertising for an alternative to America since everybody thinks America's whack now, even though it's always technically been like a fucked up place.
That's not necessarily true.
I mean,
right. It's been fucked up, right? Yeah, there is homelessness. I give you that. But, I mean, McDonald's is accessible to everyone, and the water cup is slept on highly.
I know what my real ones are thinking. Water cup? They should call that motherfucker a Sprite cup. And that's right. It's always with the fizz.
You're not dying of, dehydration, unless you're in, what, Michigan, maybe?
But, I mean, even... Not even addressing that, more so like the fact that you have McDonald's that's accessible to everyone means that other people in the world are living in fucked up conditions. So America has like raped the world in general. So, you know, you're allowing people to be poor. But I don't want to be on that vibe for this podcast. But yeah, like by living a quote unquote high quality of life for decades, we have created a circumstance where most of the world remains poor.
True. So. But let's talk about a circumstance we have control of.
Yeah. Okay.
And that is what came to mind for me was, you know, we ain't too old to play tag. When's the last time you played?
I mean, I'm a father, so I play tag all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I've been playing tags consistently for like 7 years.
Consistently for 7 years. It's safe to say he's made the all-star team all 7 years, too.
Consistently. Yeah. Tag's a fun game.
So do you have IQ? Do you have tag IQ?
Tag IQ, I don't know what that is.
Like, you just like basketball IQ. You can go and shoot a ball
around.
Oh,
wow. I feel like, again, I'm playing with children. So are you saying, like, playing tag as adults with adults?
Yeah. With adults. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's pretty good. It's fun playing with, like, the mother of your kid playing tag. It's fun because like they get involved with it, and it's like a whole ordeal. So I'm pretty sure I have high tag IQ, but I haven't played like competitive tag.
All right, the reason I bring this up is because recently I just played this morning actually. I was playing with my boy Will. Now we used it in a I know it, like let me finish because it just sounds like what
you're
you just playing with your
tag
boy
with Will. All
right, so. I suggested that we go on a 3 mile jog. You know, I've been on my 3 mile jog bullshit lately.
I didn't know that actually.
Yeah. So then he was like, all right. And then when we go to run the 3 mile, we run like up to a mile. Then he goes, all right, if I tag, like, let's go tag. Like, we'll run the 3 miles. But if you're it, you know, you got to tag the other person. Then you stop and give them 5 second head start.
Hey, straight up, I noticed it's 2021. And I'm saying this as like a nigga with painted nails.
Yeah.
But playing tag with a grown-ass man and it just being like two people sounds gay as fuck.
It does.
I want to clarify. When he says gay, I mean the meaning is happy, all right? It does sound happy as fuck. But I think he may have been interpreting it as maybe it sounds like two things a boyfriend with another boyfriend would do. Again, there was no harm in what he said. But I just want to allow y'all for interpretation. You know what I'm saying? Your boy's out here comfortable with his sexuality. There's nothing wrong with who you choose and what you choose to do.
But can I say that? Am I even allowed to say that anymore?
No, you can say anything you want. Okay, like what the repercussion of what you say.
The consequences.
Yeah. Is what you'll have to live with.
All right, cool. Hey, keep that in, though.
You might have an apology.
No, no, no. See, that's why, I wanted to do that.
Word to the baby.
That's what I was going to think, because I was like, I didn't see this, what he said or whatever, and people are talking about canceling.
He said something along the lines of, like, if you sucking dick in the parking lot, you know, like that, like if you not sucking, like, fellas, if you not sucking dick in the parking lot, like, put your phones up, something like that.
Okay, so here's the thing, though.
He mentioned something about, like, getting HIV somehow, but
right. So somebody tried him. Like, I feel like he wasn't just randomly saying that. I feel like somebody tried him recently, or somebody tried him on that trip, and he was like calling that individual out. But I mean, I don't think there's anything necessarily bad about people being gay, but I still think it is hilarious to make fun of, like, a straight man who's gay, because that's a part of our society and that's a part of our upbringing, and it's like, that's still fun to do.
Yeah, to me, yeah.
You know, I don't know, like, I feel like in general, like, our culture is about, like, as Black people, is about making fun of all types of people.
Like, that's what, because we get strengthened from that, you know, like because
I feel like it's easier. Like, when I moved to the, like, I grew up in the suburbs, but I lived in a hood, like, in my college age, and like my first friend who was like a hood nigga, like, actually grew up in the hood, would like call his friends, his best friends, his brother, he would call them bitches all the time. And I didn't even use nigger at this time. Like, I was like 18.
What's up, little bitch?
Not even like that. He would just like call him a bitch. Like, I just, in the way I use it now, to be honest. And I was confused, but then like I asked him about it, like, just to ask him, and he was like, if I could call my friend a bitch and he's not going to get offended, he's not going to want to fight, that shows a level of comfort with him. And he's like, my life is so difficult. He didn't vocalize it this well, but he was like, my life has been so difficult. Like, I can't afford to be offended by words. It's making my life easier if I have this level of ease joking about something so serious with people so close to me. So, I mean, I hope that still is maintained, because I feel like people are easily offended.
Yeah, yeah. Words are very powerful, and not to be moved by them is, I feel like, the most power in words comes from your significant other. The way they put it together, it feels like physical blows. You know, like, you never had a problem with words and stuff, but then the person that knows just more of your vulnerabilities can just put in a way that you're like, my buttons never get pushed. Everything is above me. But now here I am, like, reacting, like, out of character.
Yeah, because they know your insecurities. They know your insecurities.
And I hate being out of character.
Me too.
I've gotten to a place where I'm like, dang, like, I'm not the guy that yells and stuff, but here I am just shredding. I got the neck veins, like, and I'm like, hold on, breathe.
Gotta keep your cool, though. Gotta keep your cool.
Like, so, like, things I do, like, when, you know, inevitably you're going to get in a disagreement with whomever, whether it's your new boo, your side boo, or your all boo, like, you know, because some people try to run away from booze to find a better boo, potentially.
Does this podcast advocate for side boos?
It's not something that we advocate for, but... Okay, but it's something that exists.
As long as there's not a double standard, I'm with it.
No. Don't. Okay, but right. To acknowledge the ones listening that has a side boo that hasn't mentioned, you know, like, that just living that truth. I'm just saying.
Got the chick on signal.
I guess what I'm trying to let them know is, like, because you have or don't mean you're not going to get into that disagreement. That was my point. So, because you'll run away from, like, main boo situations thinking the side one, or like,
you shouldn't be having arguments with side boos, though. Yeah, like, you're doing side boos incorrectly if you're having arguments.
Yeah, you're right.
It should be like kind of like an in and out. You shouldn't even be sleeping over side boos house.
Yeah,
like, it should be like a, you know, 30 minutes. Maybe I'll have lunch occasionally. I might hit a movie.
If I didn't know any better, you sound like you have experience with a side boo. What side of the sword do you stand on, Yogi?
But I don't condone this at all.
Okay, yeah. You don't condone it, yeah.
You don't be on the double side, right?
I think it's cool for anybody to do whatever they want to do. Yeah. I think, unfortunately, I know they said it's a topic on shows recently, but I feel like if you're cool with polyamorous, like, I feel like there's not a lot of cute, sexy, beautiful Black women who are down for, like, actually for side hoes, unless you're, like, rich. If you're rich and, like, living like a boss, like, maybe.
Money
changes it. We need to have, like, a line, but
the thing with money is, and I can't speak to it because I haven't been on that side of the podium yet, but, you know, from what I hear is, you know, like, you know, people get there and then they're just so bored with their life. Yeah. Like, come on, like, why are we watching movies where the princess wants to live in the in the slums, like, oh, everyone always wipes my ass. They always drop petals when I walk. Like, I just want to be poor and regular for once. And you're just like, what kind of storyline? Like, as someone coming from the hood suburbs or what have you, you're just like, why would you want to be broke for fun? But then you also see on the other side of the podium, like, billionaires peeing on, like, women's stomachs because, like, they've done it all. They've done it on a hot air balloon. They've done it in their fast car. They've done it in all these jacuzzi, whatnot. And now, like, they're like, I need something more. Like, and then children are involved. They're weird, crazy shit like that, you know?
Yeah,
where you go, damn, like, you just get so rich that you lose your mind or, but or you know, you're auctioning people or you're just making people do weird shit. Like, you're like, yo, my life's so fucking boring. Like, you do something to that hamster and then you can sit with us. Like, and you're just like, whoa, whoa, this is what it is to get into the rich club. Like,
why did you choose hamster though? I feel like you had a lot of variables you could have chose there. Why was hamster?
I preferred to choose hamster than the untold truths that I've read.
Have you heard?
That I've read on.
You have zoophile friends? Thing. Like, if somebody hit you up and was like, they were a zoophile, would you like support them?
What's that?
It's like somebody who fucks animals.
No, I mean, we would. If someone told me you fucked animals, like,
yeah,
I would try to talk you out of it.
You try to talk me out of it,
but because like I have a dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have kids.
Your dog's your kid. Don't be that person. But also, secondly, like, I feel like if I'm telling you that I fuck animals, like, at this point, I'm already like decided. I'm in it. Like, I'm accepting it. I identified. You would try and convince me to be somebody I'm not.
Well, first of all, like, as a vegetarian, like, I was trying to tell you how much more wrong that is, you know? Like, it's wronger than eating them, like, you know?
Wait, why, though?
It's violating.
Okay.
You don't even speak the same language. Like, you don't know if you have consent.
That's totally true. It's like, it's...
You're assuming consent. Like, I speak English. I don't care what you speak.
Yeah, I don't even want to imagine somebody.
Yeah, I don't want
to imagine. Yeah, let's not even go that route.
Yeah, we
but in that. Other route, I mean, in that way, though, the way we're making, I mean, I feel like that's a good segue to, like, just current events, how unacceptable people are in general of, like, things that they don't agree with. Like, I don't think people should be fucking animals, but, like, any sort of thing that people disagree with, like, people have a problem with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, I got a problem with it.
With what?
Yeah. That's what I got a problem with. When I don't get enough music, I just need a little break. Right, this one's for y'all. If you're just tuning in, I'm going to take a moment to have you, like, hey, this is your herd. It's been a little hiatus, but not too much. And on that note, I just had to pump y'all up. Yeah, you're probably driving somewhere. You're probably going night-night. It is what it is. But, no, transitioning into what I think we should get to is how's your life been?
It's been a year, right?
A year.
It's been,
like,
a year since
how's it been with this whole vaccination life? Well, we're at the time where it's like it's best to avoid this conversation at times, and then it's best to hit it on the nail. So I'm choosing to hit it on the nail. Like, were you ever on team Novax?
I mean, there's a part of me that just feels like, you know, people should be allowed to have their liberties. If they don't fuck with it, they shouldn't. No one should be forced to do something. It's like how I feel. So,
but then we're in a place like, you're not forced to, but if you want to get in this room with all these beautiful women that you want to get next to, we require that evidence. Oh, so you don't, like, need to, but if you want to fly out of here,
right.
You need to. Oh, you don't need to, but if you want to be in this army, like,
right.
It's like having a
cellular telephone, you know, or a smartphone. You don't have to have it, but you have to have it. Like, society is, like, structured around it. So it's kind of gnarly. It doesn't really give you too much of an opt-out clause.
Yeah, so, like, my thoughts is like this. Like, I don't want to just be the mindless guy that's like, whatever. They're asking for me. Like, let me just get it and move on with my life.
Right.
But then the time's just easier that way. But, you know, I don't want to apply that to every single moment in life.
We were just at last comedy club, and, like, it's a terrible, terrible place to go for the comedians to right now. I mean, maybe that will change. But, like, speaking to, like, the bartender, instantly, as soon as I indicated about the vaccine, she was, like, had a strong opinion about, like, why she was vaxxed and why, like, potentially, if you're not somebody who's vaxxed, you're an asshole. But what I've noticed, like, talking to people is, like, you know, I have the privilege, if you will, of having to go outside of the city sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And when, like, you go to Woodinville, you go to Bothell, when you go to anywhere outside of the Seattle core, like, those motherfuckers are not wanting to get vaccinated. Like, they feel very different. When you talk to people in, like, rural communities, they're not vaccinated because they don't have the same.
It's like, what is the, like, the flu vaccine and things have been out for so long, right? But we've just skipped straight to, I don't know how long this thing's been out and what long-term effects it'll have on me.
I know.
It's like, who painted that narrative? And we ran with it.
I know.
And then even so, myself, I wasn't concerned about getting it. I'm like, I never take the flu shot. And no one ever stressed me about, oh, if you don't get the flu shot, you're an asshole. You know, like, it didn't have the same connotation as 19, but I guess the flu, like, you know, when COVID first started, everyone was talking about how the flu is taking way more lives than COVID, and COVID was like 1% or 2%, but it's deadly, but the flu has killed more people. Like, they're trying to, like, talk it down, but then they realized 19 was a real one. And then I don't know, like, now that narrative of, you know, not knowing the testing, and I was with it at first because then, like, in my bias, I'm like, yeah, I'm not really too concerned. I don't know what it's going to do to my body, right? And it sounds intelligent to say, I don't know the long-term effects of this fluid.
Right.
But then arguably, being a person of color and hearing some of our history, knowing that there were vaccines that were used, you know, when they're like, you're male, and what are you, black, not Hispanic, right? You dead now. You know, like, there's been situations or things where they put, you know, I've heard, like, I can't quote anything directly, so, again, I'm going off of just saying, so no one uses this against me. But but that's just what I heard, where I go, okay, so I can see the trust issues, if in fact that is valid, that, you know, people of color have been taken out through things like, oh, you need this shot or this, that, and then, you know, they're giving you different shots than the other person.
Right.
You know, or, you know, ruining your babies and things of that nature in the future. So I can see that concern, and especially in the medical field, I've heard as of recently from different black women around me, like, their experience of, like, having a baby and stuff, like, getting that shot in the, what is it, the epidermal or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're saying, like, how one woman I know said she couldn't, the doctor didn't prove her getting the shot. Like, they're like, don't give her this shot no matter what. And she's going through her pain and, like, I need this. And the nurse was like, we were told not to give it to you. And she's like, I've never had a drug history. I've never been checked in for, I've never done anything. But it was like this bias toward a black body, you know, going like, yeah, just whatever. Don't give them that drug, you know.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Like,
And this has been heard from multiple women of color.
I hear you. I mean, I think, first of all, I'm not a person of color. So I don't know why we have to keep.
Oh, all right, all right. You're what are you?
I'm black. I'm a black man. Like, so we're not all included. And, like,
black's not even a color, so I mean,
black's a color. I'm not on that level. I'm just saying,
it's a,
like,
shade. It's a shade.
Yeah, no, it's a color. No, black is a legit a color, bro. What the fuck are we talking about?
It's not on the rainbow. It's a shade.
Oh, my God, bro.
Colors are only on rainbows.
Wow, this is an excellent conversation. I need to dive deeper into this in future episodes. Like, am I a color? Am I a shade? Why do I go by black or person of color? What is more respectful? Am I African? I mean, I am. I know I am. But I digress. This is me, my head, speaking to you guys, just going on 100 miles an hour, 0 to 60 in 3, like a Tessie. But again, I digress. Furthermore.
Who told you that?
Like, it's fact. It's just like a...
Is it?
It's an unspoken fact.
I feel like black is all the colors together. It's different with light compared to pigment.
I mean, when I mix all my sodas together, it does get close to black.
Anywho, but what I'm saying here is, like, person of color, colored person, it's like the same thing. Like,
but colored person is offensive, but person of color is intelligent.
But why? That's just some new bullshit some white person came up with.
It's intellectual. I don't know.
Yeah, because they're full of shit. Like,
as a person of non-color.
I'm a black person because, like, I would have defined it just as me and, like, if you're a colored person, you're describing yourself, or person of color, you're describing yourself in relation to whiteness.
You're right. I'm from now on, as an African, is how I'm going
to
go.
Okay, go there. Yeah, just don't describe yourself in relation to whiteness. And, like, don't umbrella us all. Like, most of those other, you know, POCs hate black people. We know that. But anyway, I mean, I fuck with people. Like, people do whatever you do, but, like, you know, we're not all united. Again, the only uniting factor is that white people hate us. Yeah. I don't know, man. Most of the people I know who aren't getting the vaccine either don't live in a city or, like, are black women. So it is kind of serious.
Or they just believe, like, you know, and they believe what they believe, and that's it. I've decided to take the route of taking the chance and, you know, just, like, risking it all. But I will say, after getting the shot, like, I didn't have a sense of betterment or, like, I was just like, I mean, I just decided to do what I guess like they're telling me is right. You know, like, I don't know what it's like a loss of belief. Like, I don't know really where I stood. I didn't feel better by myself. Yeah. I was just like, I hope I made the right choice. And then now when cats go in on like, yeah, these non-vaxxers or whatever, I keep quiet. I'm not out there like a bad bitch going to Florida with a picture of my vaccine card. But if you ask
me, I'm not there with it.
If they ask me, I might be like, yeah, I did. Like, you know, I might play with you. Like, maybe. Maybe.
I feel like you have to say you got it, especially living in Seattle. So I'm curious how other people are living. But it's just like interesting to hear the reasonings or the illogical reasons why some people.
Hey, it's interesting to see different ways that, you know, they're using to get, like, I've heard occasions that, like, oh, in certain places in Seattle, they're giving, like, free joints if you got the shot. Other places, they're giving, like, Safeway gift cards. I'm like, how much is a gift card? When I heard that, I'm like, can I get, like, quadruple vax and still be fine? Like, we're talking $100 gift card?
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, holding out to get some of the prizes.
Can you OD on getting, like, vax? Like, these are the real questions.
Right. You know, who's to say? Who's to say?
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, regardless, do you, live you, do your research. May this time go past, but this is definitely something that will be spoken. Like, I guess we have our moment for like our future kids or my future kid. You have your kid, but to say, you know, as far as like, you know, our parents walked 5 miles to a bus stop and what have you, and we're over here. Like, I lived through COVID. Like, there was no concerts for a year, and when they were, I wore masks low key.
Right, right. I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like our society is like, this is the end, like, this
it feels can't like, be. I mean, Kanye's okay, bringing cool. back masquerade
yeah,
parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Donna's filthy. I heard he's like in some bunker somewhere, just like all these different
a huge stadium, huge stadium.
Dude, that's filthy. Like, he did like some sort of show and then he stayed there and he's like living there.
Rumor has it that it's $1 million a day.
Oh, really?
To like rent out the stadium.
Wow.
So I had like some, I conducted some what? Annotations based off of, I was just trying to say something intelligent, but let
I
me
know annotations when I
get. Yeah, I conducted some like thoughts,
I
quantified. theories. I quantified theories.
Carry the one.
So I was like, all right, why would one rent out a thing? And it's not like we're talking the Westin, you know, locker room's a locker room, you
right,
know,
right, right, right.
Like, cool, the stadium's huge, but
no, he needed to be in Atlanta to have the spirit of the place.
Is, yeah, so I'm like, all right, he has the spirit of the place. Maybe right. He's seeing like he's visualizing in a stadium, like alone in that spaceness, you know. And maybe he's putting the pressure on himself, like, to be hungry. Like, you know, if you're dropping whatever high price it is per night to keep that place reserved, maybe that'll put pressure on you to, like, I need this heat out because I'm dropping bands. I don't know. I don't know. We're right. talking more than bands, like an astronomical number, like a Google. I don't know, whatever. So I just know it's going to be heat, though. I saw the preview for, I mean, like a little preview, like a Beats commercial with, I think it's Sherry Richardson, is that her name? The one that got caught with ganja before the track race.
Who?
Is it Sherry?
Oh, yeah. The black girl with orange hair. Yeah.
So she did a commercial for Beats, and in the background, it's No Child Left Behind, I believe is the name of the song, and it's Kanye. And it was a preview for his album that was supposed to drop 2 weeks ago, and it's moving. It's like a minute long. I may insert the commercial
go
audio.
For it, please do.
Yep, like insert here.
No child left behind. No child left behind. Back again, I use my back against the wall. Never caught on y'all, never count on y'all. I always count on God. Back again, I use my back against the wall. Never caught on y'all, never count on y'all. I always count on God. He's done miracles on me. He's done miracles on me.
There we go.
How did you feel about the Olympics? Do you feel American?
This year, I haven't really been vibed in. And it's nothing personal. It's just now that we're in an era where like cable is not mandatory or Dish Network or
bro,
anything.
Bro, you
like
were
that.
With me at a spot where the U.S., the deciding gold medal game against France, though. That part, at least.
Yeah, right. And I catch it when I do in open.
Right.
But I'm not like out here. I watch all these games and live through like Instagram videos now. I don't actually. And then when I am in a place to enjoy it, it's nice, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not at my home now with a dish or a cable. Right. I'm in that middle realm where I don't have kids and I don't have to, like, cable isn't mandatory. Like, I don't have to provide that.
Right.
As a standard of living, I can just be like, I'll live off of these YouTube ads.
And, no, that's smooth.
Until, you know, till it's time. So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's nice. Like Netflix, HBO Max. I just got like, a few streamings here and there.
Right. Yeah.
When the Olympics is on Netflix, I'll be on it.
Yeah. Actually, that will probably happen at some point.
Yeah. I wasn't really invested, but I hope we win. So at the end of the Olympics, my question is it like, do they just count up all the gold medals from every country and go, this country won the whole Olympics?
No,
or
they never do that. But basically, if they did, America would win.
So we win a lot.
We win a lot. We be ready to shit, bro. We be ready to shit.
Yeah, because I think we probably run shit because we're such a melting pot.
Right.
And people are from other countries, but their kids were born here, making them American, but taking their genes and traits from other countries.
I mean, but that's what we want to go back to is like this idea that like, you know, America was this great place, the American dream, anybody can make it here. It's a part of the propaganda, right? Like, We successfully united white people. We were like, hey, yo, like in the 40s or whatever, it's like, doesn't matter if you're Jew, Italian, Irish, like you're white if you're here. And then like we also have, you know, the children of slaves. So we bred these motherfuckers to be perfect. So, I mean, it was like a great place to have the best and brightest of every category, and that included athletics. So it was the perfect system for America. But now that's all over. We have to figure out like what the world's going to look like now, you know. If America is like, falling as an empire and falling as a popular system and falling as something that everybody wants to aspire to, then what does that mean for the future? Like the trip I took, like, you know, going out of the country,
mm-hmm.
Something like that will never happen again. Like people used to, when you go to other countries, would like, if I had a green passport or a red passport, right, they would treat me different because I'm just a black guy. I'm African. It's a different, you know, assessment or feeling or social idea in people's heads. But once they see the American passport, and
that's like an iPhone, a passport.
Yeah, it's like a, yeah, it's like exactly
status quo. Yeah,
exactly.
Damn, your shit blue.
It's like, what, who is this guy? I'm fucking with him. This means money, this means success, this means opportunity, and now that's over. So like, what is the world gonna fall to now? we're fucked.
Yeah, we got me yawning.
I know, we're gonna try this again.
No yeah but hey, We ain't gonna. We're just gonna jump right into this. I gotta go to the local to global
situation. What jersey are you wearing, by the way? We're both wearing jerseys. You're wearing an 8. I'm wearing a 24.
I'm wearing I don't know. I was blessed with this jersey by a homie. It's the Titans from.
I know it's the Titans. I don't know football players.
Me neither.
Okay, cool.
Oh, but speaking of football players, can you go on Google real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get there. And then once you get there, I need you to Google Seahawks roster. And then, let me know when you get there.
Oh.
Yeah, let me know. Trust in the Lord, say, had to get my guap,
say. Since I had my space, yeah, I've been a... I'm on Google right now.
Yeah, Seahawks roster.
Oh, what am I Googling?
Seahawks roster. And then type Amadi.
Wow. That's hilarious.
I'm getting that jersey.
That makes sense. You should definitely get that jersey. That's legit.
His last name is my first name.
That's amazing.
Real player. I was shook.
That's amazing.
I went to the Seahawks pre-summer game or something like that, where like pretty much like the main team plays the red shirt team.
He's from Nashville.
And they smacked him. They smacked as of course you want your varsity to beat your JV, but like it was like I was looking up at the screen when they're doing the preview of the team, and then a flash, there was a jersey, and I saw my name on the back, and then I Googled it, and I was like, whoa, this guy's last name's my first name. Like, I got to get that jersey.
Obviously. And you can rep Seattle while you're, you know, like anywhere. Wherever you are, you can always rep Seattle and keep it like.
Keep it G. And it wasn't and the best thing is like, so that jersey goes for $119. You know, NFL jerseys are pretty expensive. All jerseys, like the real ones. So like, as I was at the Seahawks thing, I was like, jersey watching, and I could see all the fakes jerseys exposed from like the real ones, like in the one, you know. And yeah, like a real jersey, like with someone off the roster, goes like $119. But if you want to like put your name custom, that's like $150. So that's just a good note to know. Like, I'm not paying extra to have my name on there. So.
Totally.
But no one will ever know. Someone will think I'm capping. Like, oh, you made your name up there, but then I'll be like, Google me.
I wouldn't think you were capping. I would trust you. And also, like, personalized jerseys was like a fun thing to do, like when I was in high school. So
yeah, which a,
or elementary school.
Yeah, but yeah, that, yeah. So, anyways, on the jersey talk, like, yeah, I got to get that. But outside of that, yeah. I'm just wearing some Titan thing, nothing crazy. Yours is more talkable. I mean, it's the Mamba.
Gotta have it. Gotta have the snakeskin.
Have you hooped in it yet?
Surprisingly, no. I don't hoop in jerseys. That just seems weird to me.
Yeah, so you treat jerseys like suits or something?
Not like suits, but I wear them on hot days. I don't wear them like heavy. I have like 3 jerseys.
But there's no feeling like getting off on the court with like a jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Really? I've never done it. I like that.
Because they're like, hey, I got number 24.
Yeah. Okay.
I got Laker jersey.
Nah, I don't do that. I like when I having a good game in like something really odd, because like I always wear shit that no one's wearing, so my basketball swag's very different. Like I wear some, I like having a filthy game in some yoga tights.
Oh, he's different. I mean, this guy's different. If I get yammed on or a 3 splash in my face with a cat with some yoga tights, I'm retiring, and that's on baby. You did? Sheesh.
Yeah. Like busting somebody's eyes in yoga tights. So he's very happy.
Yeah.
Because no one suspected it.
Lay up in a kilt.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would love to see that. I would love to see somebody hoop in a kilt. I want to see more, like, adorable ballers. Shout out to any, like, female that hoops, too. Like, I feel like that shit is not common like that.
All right. Well, as we come here, just because, you know, my eyes is getting heavy.
Yeah.
Felt that. So is there any local to global, anyone you want to shout out?
Not right now. We're going to have to do this another time.
All right, go.
I'm mentally not there myself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are you good?
Are you live? You're not live.
No, nah, I'm live, but I mean, we'll cut it out.
No. We're live right now? Are we live right now?
Yeah, we've been live.
This is wild. Do you have a live show now? Yeah. Have you always had a live show?
Yeah.
My bad. I feel like a dumbass.
No, you're good. No, I'm not live. Yeah,
like. Oh, yeah.
All right, peace.
I'm going to poke your ass.
Yeah, fanny pack, man. Yeah. I'm thinking about dying my hair red, just to look like a pattern red. I like all of my coats so dirty, I've been sipping that bloody mint. I'm in zone of my prongs, I'm blowing milk until I roll my dog, yeah. I'm in zone of my prongs, I'm blowing milk until I roll my dog, yeah. Don't get close, man. They don't get too close. Don't get close. They don't get too close. But you don't know. You don't know. Cause you don't know. I got it. I guess it. Shot it with me. Shot it come see. Shot it for see. She wanna buy it. She wanna cut it. She wanna ride. Ride it and ride. She wanna buy it. I like DP. She wanna ask, she wanna cut. I got these diamonds, they blinkin', bitch. I love my phones, they ringin', bitch. She like them niggas, they really rich. My hands on my stick like a little witch. I told her I really don't do this shit. That money gon' make this bitch do this shit. Codeine on my cup, bitch, I do this shit. Codeine on my drink, bitch, I do this shit. You know that my body is full of it. You know that my shawty be full of it. You know that I'm happy, so I'm ruining it. I'm taking these chances and doing it. Take off your head and remove the bitch. My shot it rock go like a Buddha bitch. And shout out my cousin, he cooling it. We really hot boys, we not new to this. We really hot boys, we not new to this. I'm thinking about dying my head red. Just to look like a pint of red. I like all of my cups so dirty. I've been sipping that bloody mint. I'm in zone of my prongs, I'm blowing milk until I roll my dog, yeah. I'm in zone of my prongs, I'm blowing milk until I roll my dog, yeah. Don't get close, man. Baby, don't get too close. Don't get close, man. Don't get too close. But you don't know, cause you don't know. Cause you don't know.